Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Lee, how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Alrighty, so I got a couple updates back over here. We have you all submitted to our underwriting department, and they, for one of our top tier programs, they are asking if you could possibly help us out and give us June and August's deposit slips for the account ending in 4532.
Isn't that on the bank statement?
I don't believe it was. The reason I needed to see that, just because for the capital loan, we need to see, like, how many times per month.
I can't guarantee you he saves those. All right. So tell me, I'm struggling.
Okay.
If I gave you the June bank statement and you have a deposit on there, then the deposit ticket's going to say the exact same thing. It doesn't break it down.
Okay, does it?
No, you're trying to look at what's on, what comprised that deposit. That's why I'm asking you this question. Because when he gets a deposit, he doesn't fill out a deposit slip.
Okay.
Those are all automatic deposits.
Automatic
deposits. It's a bit, well, it depends on the one. So let me give you an example. If you see like a $10,000 deposit in June,
mm-hmm.
and it's from TJX, it's paying an invoice, and it goes right into his business account. If he walked into the branch and he put $10,000 in there, he would get a receipt back. He would fill out a deposit slip, hand it to the teller. She would give him back a little printed slip that would say $10,000. Follow
okay.
me?
Yeah.
So I guess I need to know what. Can you give me more detail on what deposit? You want all the deposits in June? Is that
yeah,
question?
Basically, yeah, just all the entire deposit slip showing all the deposits for the whole month of June and August are the two they're asking for. Or June
oh,
through August, I'm sorry. June, July, and
what?
August. June.
When?
Is
okay.
that me?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just June, July, and August. Basically just to see all of the deposits on one separately, I guess.
Okay, so you see money coming into his account, correct?
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. Can you hold on 1 second?
Of course.
Do you have time?
Yeah, of course.
All right. I have to look at this.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. So this is going to really suck. Because he doesn't fit deposit slips. Let me just go in here and look. It's low. Hey, do you have Steve's login information over there?
Do
TV?
I? No.
Yeah. For me. Yep. Wow. Okay. Twelve.
Okay.
I am in. 1 moment.
No worries.
All right. Let me go into statement. He has two accounts. Are you wanting both of them?
No, I just needed the one ending in, let me see here. It looks like 4532.
Okay, hold on one sec. Go that one. Okay, so, Kyle, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you have anything that I sent you, or did you give it all to somebody?
No, I have, I'm looking at June's right now in front of me, the bank statement.
Awesome. On 6-2, you see a phone transfer for 10 grand?
Yep.
I don't have anything I can provide you. What that is if you he has two accounts.
Okay.
He's transferring 10 grand from his other account, ending in 3762. Now, the account 3762 is where his main client deposits all of the payments. So,
okay.
The client, the 3762 account is his primary client's deposit account. Then what he does is he transfers this into his operating account, which is the 4532.
Okay, and that's operating account.
So that's the operating account. So the phone transfer, there's nothing I can give you. A debit card credit is a refund from Lowe's, and the last two are the same thing. They're transfers from the account that his primary client puts the money into over to his operating account to pay his bills.
Okay, so
and the same as I go down further. So I busted their chops about service fees, so they reversed $87.50.
Okay.
And then the next two are the same. They're transfers from the other account. So now let me go to July. Oh, you're on campus? And see if it looks the same. Okay, in July.
Okay,
now July is a different story. The $1,200. I have to find out what. I gotta find out what that is.
Okay.
Now, you've got the 6 and the 1, same situation coming from 3762.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And then a tax refund from his payroll company. For an overpayment of taxes.
Okay.
For 74. Paychecks is his payroll company.
Okay. All right. So
I basically have one thing I'm looking up right now, which is 7-5. And let me go to the next one.
Basically, it just wants, the reason they're asking is just so they can see the money
now,
that's going into the account.
829. There's a deposit of $39,850. And then underneath it is a phone transfer from his primary account. So I'm going to ask you to go back now and look at 3762.
3762, okay.
And I'm going to pull up June right now and I'm going to look.
June of 3762, let's see here. June. Okay, I got that up. Yeah, and I see that here, the everything that's coming from this account to the other one.
Okay, so see how he had $48,000 in his account, which
mm-hmm.
if you go back, you're going to see it's very top line where it says electronic deposits,
mm-hmm.
TJX companies.
Yep.
This is the account that they put the money in. So if you go back in previous months, you're going to see deposits from TJX. And then you can see clearly below he's transferring from this account over to his operating account. And he has the money to do those transfers because he had $48,000 in there.
Okay.
You with me? Yes, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, of course. Yes, I see that.
Okay, now let me go to the next one.
July.
Okay, now July, he's got a 3x50 deposit from TJX.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4,600 plus the 3, so he had 7 grand. And then he transferred to his operating account 7 grand.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I see it. I'm seeing all that.
And now let's go to the last one. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, no, yeah, the only reason that we were asking for those is, like I said, just to see the, what was actually being deposited so they could see how many times a month you guys are depositing to that account, really.
All right, so now go back. Now I want you to look at August.
Okay, August.
This is a good one.
Okay, August.
August clearly shows you the 2 deposits from TJX totaling 50 grand.
Yep.
And then he transfers 10,000.
Yeah.
To his operating.
Okay.
That's the way this account works.
Okay.
So, if you, the only thing that I can see that I have to provide you is documentation on 7.5 for the 1,200 and documentation on 8.29 for the 39,850 because they don't have any notations or notes
okay.
next to them.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to your question.
Okay.
You need to go back to your higher beings.
Okay.
And explain what I just told you.
Okay.
And you need to tell them that you they're not going to be able to predict how often TJX is going to pay. They paid him at 30. So if he does a job, they will pay him in 30 days. And
okay.
it goes into the 3762.
Okay, because that's where
now,
they make all their deposits.
Yep. Now, in the event that he has a deposit, which I don't see right here in these statements you're asking me about, but let's say right now, I know he's done a paving job for a private residential customer.
Okay.
So then that would be a deposit that won't have any home, and maybe that's what the $1,200 is. Maybe that was a paving job he did for one of, you know, like for, he takes private clients.
Of course, yes.
So, like, if I said I wanted my driveway paid, I write him a check for $1,200, and he put it in his bank account, and now I just have to tie it back to, what was that $1,200 for you? You following me?
Of course, yes. So, yeah, I'll go back to them. I'll explain to them what's happening and see what they have to say.
Now, bearing in mind that when you look at his gross revenue, his busiest time, obviously, is probably like November to April.
Okay.
In which case, you're going to see a lot of deposits like this, CCD deposit, paying an invoice that he's generated in 3762.
Okay.
It's going to slow down, which it already has. In the summer, he does work, but not to the same level.
Gotcha.
So, if they're trying to see what it is per month, you need to give them a sense that he's not a seasonal business, but that that he does paving, groundwork, landscaping, blah, 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 through the warmer months. He fixes potholes, he does drain cleaning, whatever they need, any project. But in
okay.
the winter, it's primarily plowing and sanding and ice removal and snow removal.
Okay, I will go back and explain to that all of that to them and hopefully give them a better idea of what's going on. That way we can get
right.
all this.
Right, so then what I'm thinking is then you call me back. If you're leaving now, that's fine for the day. I'm going to be with him all day tomorrow. So call me, and if they say they get it, okay, we're cool, because there's nothing I can give you on 4532.
Okay, gotcha.
As you can see, it's a transfer.
Okay, I will explain that to them.
Okay.
Right now. Alrighty, I will get in touch with them, go sit down, and figure out what they're being stumped on, and then I will, because this
exactly.
makes perfect sense to me.
Exactly. I mean, my take is that they're going to say, here's what I think they're going to say back to you, that they're going to want to see the invoices on 3762 that are paying those invoices.
Okay, yeah, I can see.
They're probably going to come back and say, okay, we don't have it right. we really want 3762, and we want to see the backup for those deposits, which would be an invoice that he sent to them.
Okay.
That's what you're probably going to come back with. So let me know if that's the case.
I sure will. I'll give you a call here shortly and let you know what's going on.
Okay.
All right, anyway, talk to you soon. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.